Good morning. How's everyone doing? We're doing all right. Some of you are still asleep. All right. It happens. I know I had a long, busy week, and I'm looking out today, and I can feel this kind of, I don't want to insult you guys, but do you feel that in the room, too, that maybe people are a little tired today? Do you guys feel it? No? Just me? Okay. I had one of those weeks where, you know, just like every night we had something to do, and we're setting up a lot of stuff today, and I just honestly had to take a moment and go back in our storage facility there, and just pray to myself, because sometimes I get in this summer mode where I'm like, all right, I've just got to like limp to Memorial Day and things will be okay. And I realize that what we're doing today, that we have the chance to be together to learn from God's word, to worship. And God's word and his message for us does not take a summer break, does not take a Memorial Day, does not matter if it's 80 degrees out or if I had a long week. My job is still to be here and glorify God today and to worship him. And so I'm excited to be with you. My name is Mark, if I haven't said that. I have the privilege of being the lead pastor here. And I'm so excited for this series that we're in, talking about balance. Because you saw there that whether we've been talking about personal lives, whether we've been talking about things in our families, balance is something that everyone wants. And as we were looking to start Movement Church, we got a hold of some research and looked at what does the community of Hilliard really want? And the biggest thing that we got out of that is the Hilliard residents said they wanted balance in their job, their career, their family, and their leisure life. And so all the things that I was feeling, all the things that all of us have been feeling as spring and summer and vacation and school ending and job starting and all of those things mounting, all of the things that we've been feeling and the busyness that comes in life, and the balance or lack thereof that we feel is exactly what Hilliard wants. And so this morning, we want to kind of address that. Today, we want to look at this, and this is our big idea, just to simply say that our career is a paycheck. Our job is to glorify God. Our career is a paycheck. Our job is to glorify God. And that sounds really awesome and really spiritual when someone as good-looking as myself says it. Just seeing if you're awake. Okay. Sounds really spiritual to say your career is a paycheck. Your job is to glorify God. But how do we practically do that? Because we said that balance is not an easy thing. We all have lives. We all have careers. We all have families. We all have things that fill our day. And so I want to just take a look at some verses today in Matthew 22. And so I'm going to invite you to do that. You have a Bible maybe that you brought. There's a Bible under your chair, whether you know it or not. You can grab that. If you don't have a copy of the Bible, a copy of God's Word at your house, we would love for you to take that Bible with you and just make that a regular practice. To read that and spend time with God. But we're going to look at this passage this morning in Matthew 22, verses 35 to 40. Matthew 22, 35 to 40. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. As many of you know, you can look that up in the table of contents, though. No shame in that at all. We're all learning and growing together. But this is Matthew chapter 22, and I think this is just kind of the king passage when it comes to talking about balance, when it comes to talking about our lives and the way we spend our hours and addressing this topic. This is a conversation that Jesus was having with some guys, some very religious guys, and then a reply that he gave them. And so I think he really sums up the heart of what we want to get at this morning. Matthew 22, verse 35 says this. One of them, talking about the Pharisees, the religious leaders of that day that he had been interacting with in the previous chapter, says, one of them, a Pharisee, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. Verse 36, teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Referring back to the Old Testament. Verse 37, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. That sounds really easy, right? We can just read that, feel good about ourselves, and go home for the day. It says we're supposed to love God and love people, right? You've seen that on t-shirts and bumper stickers and signs that churches put in people's yards around Easter. So love God, love people. We've all got that, okay? We can just get to the pool early. Yeah, I wish it was that easy. Love God, love people, and yet I feel like for people who have two jobs, we're not very good at those two jobs, are we? I feel like if I'm going to be honest with you guys, I don't know how well I did at those two jobs this week, loving God and loving people. And yet it's so plainly put there. Those are the two greatest commandments. We should be doing those things. We should be just focusing on those things. Those should fill our time, fill our schedule. That should be the heart of what we do as we live life. And yet, we struggle with balance. We struggle with being distracted. We struggle with where we spend our time and how we spend our time and the hours in our week. Do you ever think about how you spend the hours in your week? I got a hold of a graphic, and so I want to put this up. I hope it doesn't depress you, and I realize that no one's listening to anything I say now because we put that up, so you have to like process the whole thing. So I'll just keep talking and moving my hands while you all process that. Go ahead and do that. No, I'm just joking. But this graphic, as you can see, it says it's the average workday for an employed person ages 25 to 54, which I think kind of captures most of us here. Some of you have different jobs. Some of us, your job, the bulk of your time is spent being a student. Some of you, it's caring for your family and your children. Some of you, it's a career out of the house. But all of us can probably relate to these things. And so as I was looking at this, it's crazy to see our time divided up. I like seeing things divided up in pie because I love pie. So I love when there's a graphic like this. But do you ever think about the time? I mean, this visual really sends it home. Most of us probably think we don't get enough sleep, right? Because we could all sleep like 10 or 12 hours given the chance. But look at right there. I mean, your sleep instantly, one third of your time is gone. You look at working and work-related activities, whether it's travel, whether it's meetings, whether it's overtime, two-thirds of your time is gone before you've ever done anything else. You haven't talked to anyone. You haven't had a hobby. You haven't had a friend. You haven't had a family. All you've done is slept last night and gone to work, and two-thirds of your time is gone. And so there's other stuff there. Eating and drinking, very important, right? Kind of keeps us alive, so you got to do that. Mine's probably closer to 2 hours because I like those. But household activities, leisure and sports, all those things, caring for others. And then we've even got that miscellaneous spot in there, other, 1.7 hours. That's where you can just be wild and free in the day, right? Just live it up with your 1.7 hours. Most of us probably end up just falling asleep for that time. But this is the average day of us, your average American, the average person who's filling the day and living life and doing things. This is how we spend our time. And by the time you do this stuff, there's not a lot of margin. There's not a lot of leftovers. There's not a lot of balance. That's why Hilliard and residents of Hilliard are saying, I need balance. That's why I am saying I struggle with balance. And that's why I'm sure most of you are saying, yeah, maybe I'm not so good at balance either. And according to the way that we spend our time, we get stuck in these ruts. We get stuck doing these things. Sarah, can you bring my backpack up? I've got a surprise in there. I didn't tell anybody. It's not a kitten or anything wild like that. Don't get excited. Sometimes people put live animals in boxes. I'm not that cool. But I was hoping that this could, thank you, sorry to make you do that. Hoping that this could kind of just illustrate the way that we spend our time. Most of us, it's just apples, I know. You were all looking for something better. I like apples a lot. I'm going to have to take my gum out, Krista. Okay. But you ever think about the way that you spend your time? Because most of us, we don't realize we spend time like this. We don't think about that. We just think like, oh, I don't get enough sleep and I've got all this other stuff. And when you look at your day and you think about, okay, I'm caring for others, I'm doing these other things, where's the margin? Where's the time? Most of us, we just lose huge chunks of our day. And so we have sleep, right? Because that's important. We have to do that to sustain ourselves. I knew that would sound really good with a microphone. And so we have sleep. That's gone. Then we have a job. Sorry if you're grossed out by this. Household activities. Luckily, I can take a small bite now. There we go. Eating and drinking. How ironic. Caring for others. Leisure and sports. Other. We give our day, we give our life, we give our time to these things. And they fill up our schedule. That's not to even mention if something goes wrong. It doesn't mention when your car battery goes dead in the Kroger parking lot and it complicates your schedule and you're stuck there for 2 hours and you have to wait on a tow truck. And things happen. Or your boss asks you to stay over at work. And now your time is gone. And this is why we struggle with balance, because we start with our life, we start with our day, we start with our schedule, we start with the things that we want to prioritize, and we do these things, and we subtract these things, and they disappear. And then we look at what's left, and we say, I hope you can use this, God. Here you go. Have fun with that. This is what's left. You get my 1.7 hours. This is all I've got left. I've done work, I've done family, I've done hobbies, or at least tried to have hobbies. This is what I have left, and this is what I give you. There you go, God. And that's why we struggle with balance. If you look at these verses, I feel like there's two main things that these verses are trying to say to us. We mentioned that this verse tells us to love God and love people, but when we give him the scraps of who we are, the scraps of our week, and the things that are left over, it's not enough. The reason is because we divide our lives up like that. Maybe you've heard the term that we like to compartmentalize our lives. That we like to divide them up into color-coded pie charts because it makes us feel good as Americans. This verse that we just read said that we're supposed to give God all of ourselves. It said that we're supposed to love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. That's the greatest commandment. But we usually end up giving him a sliver or a slice of the pie. We give him the leftovers. We throw that up and say, hope it's enough. Hope you can do that, God. And so the first problem that we see in obeying these commandments and loving God and loving people is that we compartmentalize our lives. We can't love God and love people with 1.7 hours a day. Because the work that we do, the way that we interact with people, the way that we interact with our family, that is worship. That is our life. That is our chance to love God and love people. So there's two main things that I want to leave us with today, just as we look at how can we be balanced with a career, with the time that we spend, with a family, with so many other things. And the first thing that I think we can learn is we have to start viewing our whole life as worship. If you have a pen, maybe you can write that on your arm. I don't know if you're the kind of person that takes notes, but I feel like that has some value. Start viewing your whole life as worship. Start viewing the hours that you sleep as worship. Might sound crazy, but I want you to think about it. Start viewing your commute to work as worship and the way that you interact with people who cut you off on the highway. Start viewing your job as worship. Start viewing your hobbies or lack thereof as worship. Start viewing your interaction with your family as worship. Start viewing that entire pie, every hour of the day that you have as worship. Because when you do that, you're saying to God, God, here's my life, here's my everything, here's my heart, here's my soul, here's my mind, here's my strength, here's all of me, this is yours. Yeah, I'm going to have to work, I've got to do something to make some money, got to get a paycheck. Yeah, I coach T-ball and I don't know why and I regret ever signing up, I don't even like the kids, but I'm giving you my whole week, I'm giving you all of me, I'm giving you my hours, I'm giving you my life. I'm responding to the love you've shown me with my whole life, with all of me, and this is worship. So what does it look like to live balanced with a career, with a paycheck, with other things? We have to look at everything we do as worship. We have to view everything we do as worship. Second thing we can do is to start realizing that life isn't really about us. I know that's offensive, I'm sorry. We all go through the week and think that life is about us because we get in our car and go to our job and we eat our lunch, whatever we want, and we do what we want to do at night. But do you ever think about these two commands? If we're told to love God and love people, neither one of those things says, you're awesome, love yourself. Love God, love people. And yet, if we could get inside of our own thoughts during the week, most of us are thinking, I'm awesome, I got to look out for me, I got to take care of me, I want to do this, because this is the reason I want to do this, and we're all constantly consumed by selfish thoughts and selfish desires. And so, if I'm being honest, what are the reasons that we end up unbalanced? What are the reasons that our lives don't have balance? Because we're only thinking of ourselves. We're only thinking about us and about me. Loving God is someone else. It's others focused, and we're not good at doing that. The reason that we're out of balance is because we were created to glorify someone else. Think about how many hours in our week we spend trying to glorify ourselves or trying to elevate ourselves or promote the hard work that we've put in or the things that we've done that need recognized, that deserve to be noticed. the things that no one is caring about, and so we want to do everything we can to make them care about these things. To love God and love people, we need to view everything we do as worship. Everything we do is a chance to respond to God, to worship God, to glorify Him. We also need to remember that life is not about us. If we're going to glorify God, we have to get over ourselves. If we're going to love people and serve people and take care of people and elevate their needs and be concerned about them and be focused on them, and as we love them, glorify God, we have to forget about our own selfish desires. That's not easy. I don't want to pretend that that is, but I think sometimes we have to be refocused on that. The reason that we're out of balance is because we're only thinking of ourselves. Most of us go through a whole week and only think about us or our family or the things that are still connected to us. View everything you do as worship. Realize that life isn't just about you. Realize that your career is a paycheck. Your job, the thing you do, is just a paycheck. Your number one goal in life is to glorify God. You can glorify God by giving Him all of your heart, giving Him all of yourself, and loving other people. Kind of have a little mini tradition going here through this series that we've just been putting up some reflection questions at the end and asking, God, is there something that's wrong in my life, something that you want me to change? So I want to just go through these questions. Some of them are of you from some things that we've done in the past couple weeks, but the first question is simply just this: is my life balanced? It's obviously an easy question in a series called Balance. If we're looking at our lives, we have to ask that. Is the way that I live, the way that I function, is there balance there? We said that the best way you can look at this in week two is this next question, and it says simply this: do I have idols that distract me from God? Your idol might be yourself. Your idol might be your job. It might be your paycheck. It might be your career. It might be your car. It might be some new gadget that you want. It might be a person that you've had a crush on since fifth grade. I don't know what your idol is, but we often have things that distract us from God that can keep us out of balance. That was 2 weeks ago. Last week, we talked about what does it look like to have a balanced family, to be balanced parents, and to lead the people that are close to us that we interact with toward God. The question was, do I lead my family and the people in my life toward God, toward balance? I don't know the answer to these, but you live your life and you know what the pie chart of your life looks like and what the motives of your heart look like, and so these are good things to ask ourselves. Next question, and this is one specifically for this week: is my life unbalanced because I live compartmentalized? Have you taken God out of your career? Have you taken God out of most of the hours of your day? And so if we were to look at the pie of your life, would you be a 10% Christian? Would you have 1.7 hours that God's allowed to have when you're done with everything else? Have you reduced your day down to nothing but an insult to God? A God who gave all of Himself when He sent Jesus to die on the cross? Have you compartmentalized your life, your social life, your work life, your hobbies, and God gets an hour on Sunday if you're not too tired or if your friends trick you into going? It's a question we all have to ask. Next question: how do you spend your hours? If we're going to have balanced lives, we have to be concerned about others. And so we have to ask, are you doing things that are concerned with others? Are you filling your schedule with others-focused activities? When's the last time you did something to serve someone? When's the last time you did something just because a friend needed help or someone you knew needed blessed? That's a way to bring balance to your life. It might not be your natural inclination. It might not be what you want to do because you're an introvert or because you've had a long day. But it's a way that we can glorify God, to love Him by loving others. How do you spend your hours? Next question is simply this: is your schedule about you? Next question there, guys. It should say, I hope. Yes. Question 7, sorry. Is your schedule about you? Is your schedule about you? That's where the rubber meets the road, because we have certain hours that we use certain ways, and we have activities that we do throughout the week, throughout the day. But to make our schedule about someone else, to make our schedule about glorifying God, to make our schedule about serving others, we have to change something. So we have to say, I'm going to give this thing up, or I'm going to eliminate this, or I'm going to start doing this. And so how do we change our schedules to make sure that they're not about us, but that they're about others, that they're about giving glory to God? And the last question is simply that. What needs to change? What needs to change in your life to bring balance? What needs to change in your life so that your job and your focus and your heart is loving God, is glorifying God? Sometimes I'll talk to people in the lobbies on Sunday, and they'll say, "Man, you really got to me today." And I get what they're saying, but I always want to. I'm trying to be quick to point out and say, "Okay, great." You know, I hope that I'm not up here making people feel guilty. I hope that if something is in your heart or something is in your mind, I'm hoping that we're conscious of the fact that it's the Holy Spirit convicting us. If something that you heard today, as we read the Bible, caught your attention, it might be that the Holy Spirit is asking you to make a change. It might be that the Holy Spirit is saying, that's something that you struggle with. That's something that I'd like you to switch or change around in your life. It's not our job. It's not my job to convict. But as a church, every week we want to look at God's word. We want to represent truth. And we want to clearly communicate truth. And I feel like in this passage, Jesus is saying, if you want balance in your life, you need to look at your whole life as worship. Whether it's your job, whether it's the way that you spend time, everything you do is to glorify me, and everything else is a detail. Your career is for a paycheck, but your job and your life and your heart and the way you spend your hours, the way that you give yourself, the way that you do everything is to glorify me. And so I'd love for us to just ask that today. Lord, are there ways in my life that I haven't been glorifying you? Are there hours in my day that I've been keeping from you? That I've been denying you glory, that I've been denying serving others in your name? Because if we're doing those things, we're not going to be in balance. We're going to be self-centered, we're going to be self-focused, we're going to be worried about our own agenda and not bringing glory to God. So I'd love to just spend some time praying, spend some time before God. So will you bow your heads with me and let's just go to God and ask him if there are things that need change in our personal lives. Lord, we thank you for the chance to be here today. God, we thank you for the chance to be in your presence. Lord, I thank you for this passage of Scripture. Lord, I thank you for the example that Jesus gave us on living a balanced life. God, I pray that we will be people who will not pursue what the world tells us balance looks like, and will not pursue, Lord, what we want in our own hearts. God, I pray that we will pursue your definition of balance, your definition of success, and your definition for what you want for our lives. God, I pray that we will work to bring glory to you by loving you, by seeking you, by giving all of ourselves to you, by pursuing you, by working hard to know you. Lord, by giving our time and our energy to that, and also to serving others, to loving others in your name, because we know that it will bring glory to your name. Lord, I thank you for the chance to just ask that question. God, I thank you for the privilege that it is to live for you, to give our lives to you, to glorify you. God, I pray that we will be a church that is marked by our focus. I pray that Hilliard, that Greater Columbus, that Ohio, Lord, will see us and will say, that is a church that's not about themselves. They're about others, and they're about the name of Jesus and about the glory of God. God, I pray that will be our heart today. Lord, if there are things in our lives that need change, Lord, convict us of those things. Show us those things. Help us to make the changes that will bring glory to you. Lord, it might not be quitting a job. It might just be saying, God, the factory that I work in, or the engineering firm that I work in, or the office that I'm at, Lord, 40 to 50 hours a week, I'm there as a missionary. I get paid and I get a paycheck. But my job is to glorify you. God, help us to make that mental switch and bring glory to your name. It's in your name I pray. Amen.